up with wings like eagles. Not grow weary when I run. When I won't grow faint. Yes, I will renew my strength because I wait on the Lord.
I will wait. I will wait. Jesus, you are my strength and you are my hope. This is the one who waits on the Lord. Jesus, you are my strength and you are my hope.
Hallelujah. Good morning, Glory and Peace Church. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to those who are new. Welcome to those who have been, and welcome to those online. Let's stand and start praise and worship together this morning. Father, we are here to meet with you, and Holy Spirit, we thank you. You fill this place. Holy Spirit, we thank you. You lead this time of praise and worship. You lead every part of this service. We give it to you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Have your way. Father, we've come to meet with you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, that you've been good to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. You love us too much. Hallelujah. Good. Oh,
worship you, Lord. You are love, you are
your love. Your love is kind. Your love, is patient. You fill my heart.
You fill my heart.
I have peace and joy.
With so much peace and joy.
You're amazing.
You're amazing.
You make my life feel brand new.
You're amazing.
You make my life feel brand new. Jesus, you love me too much. Oh,
too much. Oh, excess love. Oh,
Jesus, you love me too much. Oh,
too much. Oh, excess love. Oh.
ocean. You are
failing love.
You're stronger than mountains. Oh, it's deeper than ocean.
Reaching.
Yes, in the fullness of your grace.
In the fullness of your grace. In the power.
Thank you.
Lord, I trust.
I trust in you.
For you are.
You are my God.
Oh, Lord, my God.
Oh, Lord, my God.
I trust.
I trust in you.
Lord, we trust in you.
I trust.
Yes, Lord, for you are. Hallelujah.
You are.
Oh, yes,
my
Lord.
God.
Yes, for there is nothing you cannot do, oh Lord.
There is nothing you cannot do.
There's no mountain.
There's no mountain you cannot do.
Oh, I trust in you, Lord.
I trust in you.
Oh, yes, for you.
Nothing you can not do. There's no mountain you cannot move. I trust in you, Jesus. I trust in you. There is nothing you cannot do. There's no mountain you cannot move. I trust in you. I trust in you. Be glorified. Be glorified. Thank you, Jesus. Be glorified. Be glorified. glorified in the heavens. Be glorified in the earth. Be glorified in this temple. Worship the Lord in the heavens.
Worship the Lord in the heavens. Worship the Lord in the earth. Worship the Lord in this temple.
Jesus, Jesus,
Lord, be glorified. Be exalted. Be worshipped. Be adored by your people this day. Receive, O God, our expressions of thanksgiving, our expressions of praise, our expressions of worship and adoration. We bow ourselves before you in true humility, and we cast every care before you, recognizing, O God, that you are God. You are more than capable. You are more than enough. You're more than sufficient. And we surrender our lives to you today. Worship him in spirit and in truth. Be exalted, O God. Be exalted, O God. In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, we come into this place not for ourselves. We come because of you. We congregate ourselves as your people, your chosen, your unique, peculiar people. And our songs and our praise is unto you. Inhabit the praise and the worship of your people, and eradicate from every life everything that does not glorify you this day. We reject sickness, we reject diseases, we reject poverty and lack, we reject, oh God, worry, anxiety, chemical imbalance, whatever it is that does not glorify you, we denounce, we reject, and we step away from, for that is not our portion. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Jesus,
Jesus, be thou glorified. Jesus, Jesus, be thou glorified.
Sing it again.
Jesus, be thou glorified.
One more time. Jesus,
Jesus,
hallelujah. Thank you so very much, worship team. Let's give the Lord glory. He is worthy of our worship. Hallelujah.
Good day, everyone.
Good day.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Jesus be glorified forever. Time to pray for our children. The rest of you can stretch your hands. And if you're sick, you can come at this time. But if you need a miracle, ask God to give it to you. Father, we thank you for this glorious day. Another fantastic day you have given to us. A day full of the blessings of the Lord that make us rich and add no sorrow. A day of strength, a day of power, a day of joy, a day of your goodness. Commit our lives to you. commit all our biological children and their families, their seeds and their spouses. Commit all our spiritual children, same to them and their household. We commit all our partners, and commit all our friends, extended family, and everyone standing here hearing the sound of my voice, either through any media. You are touching every lives now. Every child from our age 120 plus to zero, those in seed form, those in the earth, those in the womb, every one of them. Touch everyone from every decade of life. In the mighty name of Jesus, from 120 plus, you are touching every one of us. In the name of Jesus, we declare divine health, divine wealth, divine peace, divine joy, divine breakthrough. The impossible things have become possible. God, the way maker, has made a way for us. We are walking in the blessing of the Lord. What you have paid for through your precious blood, Jesus, is our portion. In the name of Jesus, we declare breakthrough for this house. Glory and Peace Church, you're debt free in the name of Jesus. You are sickness and disease free. You are walking in the light. Every time people step in this place, they don't leave empty. They come because God is present and you are touching lives. Those that are sick, we declare you be healed. In the name of Jesus, be restored, be made whole. Incurable diseases, we say you are cured. In the name of Jesus. Blood sickness, you are healed. Organ sickness, you are healed. Cell sickness, you are healed. Muscle sickness, you are healed. Mental sickness, you are healed. Financial sickness, you are healed. Family sickness, you are healed. Relationship sickness, you are healed. They are called disease. Every disease, leave the family of God. In the name of Jesus, they will walk in strength and in power and in joy. Lord, it pleases you for us to praise you, not to complain, because murmuring you hate, but rejoicing and giving thanks, you enjoy. May our testimony be that of joy, all week long, all month long. Thank you for covering every one of us with the blood of Jesus. Our children will not be harassed. The things that have been harassing them, they stop now. Let the sword of the Lord cut them off. In the name of Jesus, and ministering angels assigned to every one of us, go to now, and go do your business. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, see you later, children. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit. We thank you that you are present here. You are with us. We bless your holy name. Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you, we welcome you, and we say yes and amen in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I thank you for healing that person's ear. Right now, your fire is touching that ear. Heal, restore, make whole. Your right ear, be healed in the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive. I don't know who you are, but the Lord has touched somebody's ear. Hallelujah. Say, Lord, touch my ear too. Yes, because even if your physical ear is sick, you need your spiritual ear to be open. Say amen. Say, Lord, touch my hearing. Amen. All right, praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. Don't always look at symptom. When the word comes, you take it. It's already at work. You did not make it happen, so you will not make anything happen. The Lord will complete what he has started. and he will give you a testimony. Say amen. Say amen. He sends the fire of God went into somebody's ear. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Someone say, I receive my miracle too. If God is doing one thing, you might as well say, me too. Lord, fix me up too. Amen. Fix my household. And fix Glory and Peace Church. Say amen. All right, Hebrews 12. You have to catch up. So I think there are 29 verses. So let me go to verse 1 myself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, I'll try to just read if I can. There's so much in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Let's read. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. May you dump every weight this morning in the name of Jesus. Sin is heavy. It's not my portion. Say, it's not my portion. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. You don't need to find out where Jesus is. He's right there at the right hand of God the Father. Hallelujah. Right in the throne. Hallelujah. Only kings sit on the throne. So the king takes care of his people. So the one that will take care of us is sitting right there this morning. Somebody say, it is well with me and my household. It's well with my business, my ministry, everything. It's well with your children and everyone. Verse 3, for consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. And you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. So that's part of your Christianity. You shall be rebuked. You shall be chastened. You get spankings from the Lord. Somebody say it's a good thing. If you don't get that from the Lord, you are in trouble. Because the Holy Spirit has left you to yourself. It's called Ichabod. You are on your own. You will just be stewing in your mess. May the Holy Spirit quicken you when you are doing something wrong to see, to realize immediately, okay, I shouldn't be doing this. You don't need anyone telling you. The Holy Spirit convicts you. He says he convicts us of sin. He can't dwell there. So he's telling you, get that thing out so I can stay with you. May he stay with me. If that's your prayer, you pray that for yourself. And if your conscience is dead this morning, you just say, Lord, quicken me and resurrect me. Amen. For whom the Lord, verse 6, for whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. That's not a very nice word. It's like you get a nice spanking. It's going to hurt. So when you come to church, you not only just be, hallelujah, hallelujah, but you should also feel, I didn't know that was still there. You should feel some ouch. Some change. So you are moving to another dimension of glory. Say amen. Say amen. Because some of us, we just do whatever we like. You can't do whatever you like in the kingdom. There is already a standard, and God is not going to change it for anybody. Say amen. Verse 7, if you endure chastening, God dealeth with you. If you endure, you must endure it. You don't quit and say, I don't like that, and then run away. Where are you running to? You're going to start again. If you don't pass grade 1, you can never go to grade 2. If you don't pass grade 6, you're not going to any higher institution. So just might as well get with the program. Say, Lord, put me in your program. And let me pass every step. Amen. We are not saying tolerate what the devil does is different. We are talking about God cleaning our heart and helping us. The Holy Spirit is our helper. Say, Lord, help me. Yes. Did we do verse 7 already? If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if you be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are you bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Verse 10. Father of spirits and life. Verse 10. For they verily, for a few days, chastened us after their own pleasure. But he for our own profit, for our profit, that we might be what? Partakers of his holiness. Say amen. Say, Lord, put me in your holiness. Yes, he wants us to partake of his holiness. Be separated unto him and live in his realm. Verse 11. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. That is the best exercise you can do. Yield to the Lord. Paul says the fleshly exercise profits a little, but this one profits you the most. It's total profit. Say, Lord, help me. Say, Lord, help me. Say, amen. Verse 12, wherefore lift up the hands which hang down and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be what? Healed. May the Lord heal us. May we run to him so we remain in divine health. Verse 14, follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Let's read that again. Follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. Say amen. Say, Lord, help me. Verse 15, looking diligently, lest any man fail of the grace of God, lest any root of bitterness springing up trouble you, and thereby many be defiled. Root of bitterness doesn't come from outside, it's springing from inside you. So let the Lord trash all those things out of our system today. Say, Lord, I choose to forgive, and I receive forgiveness. Well, that just cleanses all that mess out of there so that he has something to work with. Say, Lord, take my life and make it beautiful before your sight. In Jesus' name, amen. Verse 16, lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. May that not be any one of us. For you know that's like quick fix. People want quick fix. That is there. God calls you a fornicator. May you not be that kind of a Christian. Quick fix. McDonald's people. It's children that want that. Once they see the golden ash, they say, McDonald's. But if we as adults, we keep on eating McDonald's, we're going to be in trouble. McDonald's, I have nothing against you. My grandkids eat McDonald's, so it's all right. So we're just talking about quick fix. Praise the Lord. For you know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Esau is the one that went hunting. He's the one that did everything. The brother did nothing. But the brother had wisdom. May you have the wisdom of God. When you're advised to do the right thing, know how to do it. It's already ordained from the womb that there were two nations. So Jacob didn't go. It's destiny, but he had to listen when his time of destiny showed up. May you hear when your time shows up. Say amen. For you are not come unto the mount that might be touched, and that burned with fire, nor unto blackness and darkness and tempest, and the sound of a trumpet, and the voice of words, which voice they that heard entreated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. He's talking about what they were doing with Moses. Verse 20, for they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touch the mountain, it shall be what? Stoned or thrust through with a dart. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly fear and quake. But you are come unto Mount Zion. Somebody shout hallelujah. There is that holy mountain, Mount Sinai. But there's another mountain, Mount Zion. But you are come unto Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Where are you right now? The innumerable. They are all here right now. You come to God this morning. Anytime you come to God, that's where you are coming. So you've come to Mount Zion, the heavenly Jerusalem. There's a physical Mount Zion on earth, and there's one above. There's one downstairs, and there's one upstairs. Hallelujah. Whenever I go to Jerusalem, I always say I'm in God's basement, you know, because the heavenly one says it's going to come down, sit on where that one is. So we know where the heavenly Jerusalem is. It's right above that one. So you must, when you, for your lifetime, before you leave, go and see the before and after. You need to travel to Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The new one is coming down and sitting right there. Somebody shout hallelujah. But anytime you come to God in this house this morning, we have innumerable company of angels. They are on assignment. May they do the assignment that God has commanded them and the ones you have also commanded to do. You see, he's giving his angels charge over all our affairs. To the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men made perfect. Say amen. 24, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Say, let the blood of Jesus speak better things for me and my household. Say amen. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven. May you hear his voice this morning. When the message is coming through, spend your time listening to the word of the Lord so that you can hear him, not thinking of what you're going to eat or your problems. When you do that, you are missing what is present. Keep your mind stayed on him. I'll keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. May your mind be stayed on him this morning. 26, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he had promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. Say amen. Shake the earth and the heaven for my sake, O Lord. 27, this word, yet once more, signified the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. May the good things remain in our lives, and things that don't belong, may they be shaken off in Jesus' name. 28, wherefore we're receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. You don't come to God and that's the time to yap and talk all kinds of rubbish. Come to him in reverence and godly fear. As I always tell you, some of you come inside the sanctuary before service. You don't spend time praying. You yap. This is where you do visitation. Do it in the lobby. There are angels here. God is present. And that's the same God you want to answer your prayer. Is there a contradiction? You say you are come to Mount Zion. Did I not just read that? Innumerable angels. They are not written for decoration. They are to help me. Say, Lord, help me. Ignorance is not bliss in the kingdom. What you don't know in the kingdom of God will hurt you. May you know the right things and practice them. Say amen. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. Angels have come to do work for you. Remember, the Lord told them, he said, be careful of my angel, I'll send him. May they work for us this morning. Say amen. You don't worship them, but they are here to watch you and to take stuff to Heavenly Father. The Bible says the angels for children, they ascend and descend every day. That's why I tell you, when children come here to pray, they don't carry the baggage a lot of us adults carry. They are so clean and pure. Talk to a child. The child will tell you, oh, when I grow up, I'm going to buy you a house, a car. This is a child that the mommy and daddy is still feeding, doing everything for. Where is the money coming from? Because they don't see any problem. Adult is calculating, oh, I think we have $20 left for lunch for this week. The child is buying car and house. Who do you want to hang around you? The one with the problem or the one that is seen with the eyes of God? Somebody shout hallelujah. I'm almost done. One more. So we'll just say amen when we finish. For our God is a consuming fire. May God consume every junk from our lives. Amen. And everything that trouble you, may he consume them off. Let us rise. Father, we thank you. We say yes and amen to your word. Let these words of God be tattooed in our spirit, be carved into our hearts. Let us not be a forgetful hearer, but a doer of your word. Help us, Lord. Quicken us by your spirit. We thank you that we will walk in the dimension you've called us to. In holiness, in righteousness, in peaceful living, in exalting your holy name and pleasing you, Almighty Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you. Thank you now for the peace of Jerusalem, peace within her walls, prosperity to her palaces, strength to your people. Comfort your people. Hold them up. Your words say, hold their hands up. We hold them with prayers. We send your peace. Send your peace to your people, Lord. Comfort mothers and fathers. Comfort your people. Children that have been traumatized because of the war, heal their minds. Seniors, heal their mind. Give them a hope that is against all hope. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, hear the cry of your people. You are the deliverer. Deliver your people, Lord. We thank you for answers to prayers. Lord, we now speak the same peace over the nations. For out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We receive that blessing for the nation of Israel, for Canada, United States of America, Nigeria, even Cuba, Senegal, Portugal, in the name of Jesus, islands of the seas, and all the nations of the earth and First Nations, where anyone is calling on the name of the Lord, hear your cry. Savior, Savior divine, do what no man can do. Draw your people to you, Lord, and pray for glory and peace this morning. Draw more souls into your kingdom here. Let them hear the word of the Lord, that them and their household be saved, worshiping God and enjoying the benefits of God. Thank you for answering the prayers and ministering seed to all your children. Seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Thank you, Lord, for meeting our needs. The Glory and Peace Church is walking in your divine favor. And the people that attend here, touch those who hear the sound of my voice. They are enjoying the same benefit. Let the word of the Lord come now with power, with grace, with favor, with mercy, with truth, healing and deliverance, and resurrection power. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word, and the receiver of the word, and those who publish your word by telling somebody about Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, God bless you, Apostle.
Thank you. Praise the Lord. Let me say, that I will strongly advise that you be back this evening to hear more of what is going to be started this morning. I believe that the word that I am going to go on to might touch a little bit about it this morning, might possibly be one of the most important messages that I can share with you in a lifetime. Today I want to talk about worship. Worship. What is that? We say we come to a worship service. What really does that mean? If we sing in songs unto the Lord, most times we might say the fast ones are the praise songs and the slower ones, that's the worship song. That's generally how people think about worship. But really, what is it? Have you thought about it? Do you know what it is? Do you know how important it is? If you are to define worship, what would you say it was? In the Gospel of John, the 4th chapter, and verse 23 and 24, the Lord makes a statement that is rather striking. He's just encountered a lady who's been married 6 times at a well. He's having a discussion. And actually, when the passage of Scripture started in John chapter 4 and verse 4, and I'll come to that verse, he says, and he must needs go through Samaria. He's going to Jerusalem. But the word of God says, and he must needs. He said, when I see grammar that is not really correct in the Bible, I stop. Because I believe God is being very intentional. He wants me to stop and think. Meditate. The Bible says he must needs go through Samaria. And when he got to Samaria, he encounters this woman. She had come by herself to the well. Nobody wanted to hang around her. She was troubled. The women for sure didn't want anything to do with her. The women didn't want their husbands coming close to her. This woman was troubled. And here is Jesus by the well with this woman by himself. His disciples are gone away. And he starts out a discussion with this woman. He says to the woman, I'd like you to give me some water to drink. The woman said, you asking me, a Samaritan, to give you water? The response of Jesus to her is, if you knew who it was that was asking you to give him water, you would have asked me, who's asking you to give you water, to give you water. What kind of sense does that make? And the woman says, you're going to give me water. You don't have a bucket. You don't have anything to get water. You asking me for water. Now you're telling me about this? The lesson to learn is this. When God is asking you for something, that is the perfect time to ask him for something. Because he's there. If he's calling you on the phone and he's asking you for something, he's on the line. There's that song, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Jesus on the main line. Tell him what you want. Tell him what you want right now. Anyhow, they strike a conversation. The woman starts talking religion. You say we have to go to this mountain and that's where God's power is. Jesus says to her, he says, listen, you got this all wrong. We the Jews, we got the goods. The discussion continues and it comes, and I encourage you to read John chapter 4, all of it. It's loaded with information. It says, the hour cometh and now is when true worshipers, I want you to watch that word. But the hour cometh and now is when the true what? Worshippers, the first time, shall worship the Father
in spirit and in truth. True worshipers worship him how? In spirit and in truth. The words that I speak unto you, they are what? Spirit, and they are life. Jesus, the word, is the truth. So basically, true worshipers are worshipers who worship God in reverencing the word of God. Worship has nothing to do with singing. I don't know if you heard that. Worship is not a song. Worship is the reverence of the word and the person of God. We're going to build on that. Are you here with me? The time, the hour cometh. But then he says, and now is. Oh, it's coming. No, it's now. It was coming, but it's arrived. It is now. This is the day, this is the time for true worshipers that will worship God in spirit and in truth. It says, for, because the Father seeketh such to worship him the second time. The hour is coming. Now is when the Father will seek those that will worship him. How? In spirit and in truth. The hour has come when God is looking for people who are going to obey and reverence his word. Oh, I don't know if you've gotten it yet, but we're going to get there. We're going to get there. Because I want you to understand that worship is about obedience. You are not worshiping God when you are not obedient to the word of God. You are only worshiping God when you obey his word. Let me say it again. You are not worshiping, and you are not a worshiper if you are not obeying the word of God. What God's word says about respect for each other, love for each other. What God's word says about your relationships with other people. What God's word says about your finances. What God's word says about operating in the spirit of peace and understanding. Whatever God's word says, if you are not obeying it, you are not worshiping. The hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers, that means there must be false worshipers. Tonight, I want to talk to you about false worshipers. You don't want to miss it, because you need to know what that is all about. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He says he's looking for true worshipers. God is seeking true worshipers. He says God is a what? Spirit. And they that worship him, third time, must worship him, fourth time, in spirit and in truth. God is a spirit. He's everywhere present. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. The first time the word is used in the New Testament, It's found in Matthew chapter 2 and verse 2. The Bible says, the wise men came and they said, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to do what? To worship him." We came to worship him. Now, they saw his star in the east, and they followed that star. Are you with me so far? That star represented the leading of God. And they following that star to come to where Jesus was their expression, first and foremost, beyond their giving, was their expression of worship. They are following that star to worship. Are you with me? Okay, let's go to the Old Testament. The first time the word worship is used in the Old Testament is found in Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22. And I'm going to take it up. Actually, let me take it up from the very beginning. I'm going to look at 3 and also verse 5. He says, "And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am." God is speaking to him and he says, "Here I am." If I don't get to it, let me say first of all that if you're going to obey God, you have to be able to hear God. Amen? You cannot obey an instruction that you've not heard. So your capacity to hear God is a trigger point for obedience and worship. And guess what? Hearing God is how faith comes. Is that not true? So, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. Remember the word of God. The word of God says, "I can do nothing without him." Whatever it is that you do because of the capacity of God. Praise the Lord. Which includes worship. You and I cannot truly worship God like God should be worshipped without God's capacity and ability infused inside of us. Because in the flesh, no man can see God and no man can truly obey God. Are we together so far? Please come along. If you lose me anywhere, just wave your hand and I'll back up. This is too important for you to miss. So the Bible says, God spoke to Abraham and said, "Take now thy son." Take now who? Thy son. Now remember, Abraham had two sons. And God says, "Take now thy son." And Abraham would have said, "Which one? I have two sons." And God says, "Thy only son." What are you talking about? What do you mean, thy only son? I got two. The New American Standard Bible puts it in proper order, because the next statement should be, "whom thou lovest," and then Isaac. King James puts it the other way. So let's look at it from the New American Standard Bible perspective. The man is saying, thy only son. And I've got two sons whom thou lovest. I love both of my kids. What are you talking about? I love both of my kids. And now God points his finger at the right thing, Isaac. Okay. Now, what do you want me to do with this Isaac? He says, and get thee into the land of Moriah. Go to the land of Moriah. I want you in the land of Moriah. Lord, what do you want me to go do in the land of Moriah? Offer him. You must be kidding me. Offer him. Offer him for a burnt offering. Huh? Upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Wow. This is getting really serious. Are you see my only son, the one that I love, the son of promise, the one that is my miracle? Ishmael was not a miracle. We got that settled. But this is the one that you have been speaking about all this while. He is finally here. Now you're asking me to give up. Huh. And you want me to take him to the mountain called Moriah. Moriah, chosen by God. Do you want me to take him away? If that were me, I will start a serious argument. I will start rebuking devils. I don't know about you, I'm just talking about me. I'll start rebuking if there is not a name for that demon, I will find a name for it. And I will cast it out. You lying spirit, you are of the devil. You are not going to deceive me. But the man knew the voice of God. You and I need to learn the voice of God. Because God is going to ask you to do hard things sometime. Things that challenge the very core of your existence. And yet God is asking him for this. The Bible says, and Abraham rose up early in the morning. Early in the morning. I don't know whether he rose up early in the morning so that Sarah doesn't stop him. But whatever it is, he started out very early in the morning. Sarah might be sleeping then, and Sarah must have woken up and said, Abe, where is Abe? Isaac! There's no Abe and there's no Isaac. They're gone. You know, sometimes you need to do what you got to do so that nothing stops you from doing what you got to do. Hello? I don't know if you're hearing me. Sometimes you just got to do what you got to do. And a man gets up early in the morning. and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Verse 4. Then on the third day, you know what I'm going to say about the third day. This is wholeness, dealing with the past, the present, and the future. All of this is going to happen right here. It says, the Bible says, he lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. Where he's supposed to go, he saw it afar off. It was still a distance away. And Abraham said unto his young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and do what? Worship. And come again to you. Worship. We're going to go there and we're going to worship, and we are going to come again to you. What do you see there? First of all, not everybody can go to the place of worship. You've got to leave the baggage behind. Hello? If you want to worship God, you've got to leave whatever it is that is going to transport you in the natural behind. You've got to leave whatever you think is going to help you behind. You've got to carry that cross. For Isaac, it was a pile of wood. He was carrying what he was going to be used to sacrifice him. But Abraham's words were, we're going to go and worship. He knew what that meant. Total sacrifice of his miracle, of the thing that God said was going to be the promise, the blessing in his life. What is God asking you to bring to the altar? He's not making a suggestion. He's saying, this is what God will actually put his finger at what it is that he's asking you for. And when he asks you for that, stop arguing. You're going to lose the argument. Stop arguing. Just do what God said. Because your worship is your obedience. Your worship is your obedience. Your worship is your reverence of God. Reverence because you place him in the highest place. We sing that song, we place you on the highest place. For you are the great high priest. We place you above all else, and we come to you and worship at your feet. Worship is about total surrender. And God is looking for a people that will totally surrender. Am I that person? Are you that person? He said, we're going to go up yonder and worship. We're going to go and worship in Mount Moriah, the place chosen by Jehovah. You worship in the place that God has chosen. For some, This is your Mount Moriah. This is a place God has chosen for you. This is a place God has called you to. This is an assigned place. This is a God-anointed place. This is a place where God's anointed people are gathered together to worship the only true God in spirit and in truth. And there's no other place. The place that you like to go to might be very close in your neighborhood, in your house, but your Mount Moriah is afar off. You'll have to drive 30 miles. But that's the place. That's the place, that yonder place that God has called you to. And when you obey that instruction, you are worshiping. May I suggest that if you are in the wrong church, you are not worshiping there if God has spoken to you to be now in a different place. It's not worship because you've not followed the direction and the directives of God. Are we together so far? It is not any mountain. It is this mountain. Chosen by Jehovah, Moriah. But it was afar off. Did we just read that? Why do I have to travel 20 miles? You know, there are people that are online. They're in a different country. But this is Moriah for them. This is a place God has called them to worship. And so they are online every time. Once the service starts, they are logged in. They are in service more than most of you. Because some of you come just on Sunday and Wednesday and Friday is your holy day, your holiday, your vacation time. But God has a chosen place. Hallelujah. What is worship? It is obedience to the instruction of God, following the leading of God. Abraham followed the leading of God. He obeyed the instruction of God. And he came to Mount Moriah. And he put the wood, put the altar together, put the wood together. Isaac is asking the question as they are going up. Isaac says, "My father." He says, "Here am I, my son." He says, "Behold the fire and the wood." We've got the torch. We've got the wood. I'm carrying it. But where is the lamb for a burnt offering? In essence, Isaac understood that worship was about sacrifice, giving something to God. That meant something. And Abraham says, "My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering." So they went, both of them together. What both? The one that is obeying the instruction of God and the one that was in agreement, thinking the thought, if we're going to go worship God, we got to give him something. Abraham says, God is going to provide. And he came to the place which God told him of. And Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac, his son. Now, Isaac, his son, is not a baby. Isaac, his son, is not even 12 years old. He's older. He's a young man. Abraham is old. Abraham does not have the capacity and the ability to wrestle with Isaac. Isaac submitted himself. Is somebody listening? Isaac submitted himself. You cannot have worship without submission. If you are still debating with God and not surrendering to God, because there's no worship without surrender. Please hear me. God is seeking people who are willing to submit themselves. The word of God says, humble thyself in the sight of the Lord, and God will lift you up. He will exalt you. But you're not willing to submit yourself. You say you're a worshiper. You're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself. Remember many years ago, talking about God pointing at whatever it is that he wants you to sacrifice to him, pointing to it. Mama and I had been for many years trying to save some money. We wanted to, and listen, I'm not talking about your money. Just don't get distracted, because worshiping God is not about money. It's about obedience. Amen? It's about submission. It's about surrendering. So God had pointed us to this building to come purchase this building. We needed to raise $50,000 in a month. $50,000 we didn't have raised. If we'd raised $50,000 for the year, just from giving when we started, that was fairly decent. We didn't have it. But would you know it? God brought some people around us that had some coin. One of the brothers, let me tell you how bad it was. The first offering we took that we had was $9. And we're coming to buy this building, $9. Do you understand what $9 means? $9. And it happened to be the lunch money of one of the people, because that day I called out 9 people to be our search committee to go look for the building. God had already shown me the building. I knew where it was because I was on Maryland, and we used to have daily services at the time. And this particular daily service at 12 o'clock, nobody showed up. I was by myself. 12:10, 12:15, I'm still by myself. Normal people will be there already. And the Lord spoke to me, said, it's time to move. I said, move to where? He said, come, let me go show you. So I got into the car, and God was my GPS. God led me from Maryland downtown. I drove, came down Inkster, and I came down Main Street. And as I got to Cathedral over there, God pointed to this building. It was like, go take that building. We were in a small, dingy little place. We couldn't even pay the rent. And God says, go take that building. And I came by the building, and I decided to make a U-turn just right in front there. And the Lord said, and by the way, if you don't take that building, I'll personally close down this church. I said, what? What are you talking about? I can't pay the rent where I am, and you're telling me if I don't go take that building, you're going to close down the church? So I turned around. Long story short, a month and a half later, we were in this building. On the day of closing, we were short $20,000 plus. But on that last day, within 2 hours, 20 grand was in. And I remember Mom and I were at Northgate. There was a Canada Trust. That's where we banked. And we're just going there to just get some money. And the Lord said to me, he said, I want my money. I said, what money? What are you talking about? What money? And God pointed his finger. That money that you've been saving for your house. And I looked for help. I turned to Mom. I said, God is asking for his money. I thought I was going to get some help. You know, when you need some help to gang up on God and you don't get it, you're in trouble. And she said, you mean the money for the house? I said, yes. She said, give it. If there is a bad look, I think I might have had it that day. But the person, when God was saying, I was saying, two of us have to be in agreement. God made sure we were in agreement. We emptied it. Did you know that's the money we needed for the closing? We would have still been short. But a year later, God refunded every single one of that money. Because we got into a house without down payment, without any amount of dollars. Our real estate agent provided our down payment. The price for our mortgage dropped 40 grand. You've heard me tell the story before, right? 40 grand. And the person who was living in the house, who wanted to buy it, had offered the owner $20,000 more. But we come down a week or two later and offered even less. And the person was still staying in their house, and we get it. Because when you worship God, when you obey the instruction of God, God goes to fight for you. Hallelujah. He goes to bat for you. You don't get behind, you get ahead. Somebody shout hallelujah. The young man is bound and he is on the altar. And Abraham takes his knife and is about to kill his son. And the Bible says, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. I want you to notice how many times he's used that statement. From verse 1, when we started, right through, he keeps on saying, here am I. In other words, he was present. If you are going to worship, you got to be what? Present. Don't be absent. Be present. Worship is about being present in the presence of the Most High God. And when you are present in the presence of the Most High God, he will give you a present. He will give you a present in terms of a gift. He'll give you a present in terms of you being present when every good thing is happening. You'll never miss your opportunity. Worshippers are located and are allocated. I don't know if you heard what I said. Worshippers are located and are allocated. They have an allocation. Hallelujah. And he said, lay not thine hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. I thought it was worship. What does God say about worship then? God says, worship is you fearing me, having a reverence for me. That's worship. Honoring me. That's worship. Seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son. That's worship. Not withholding anything from God that God desires of you. Not withholding yourself from God. Thine only son from me. God is still saying, thine only son. What about Ishmael? Ishmael is what you produce in your unbelief, in your impatience, in your capacity not to wait. That's what you produce. I will never call that one your son. I'll bless him. But as far as I'm concerned, you got one son. That's the son I gave you. But wait a minute, God, how can I ever produce anything if you didn't make it happen? Hagar cannot get pregnant. No matter how much I relate with her, if you did not cause it to happen. And that's the danger. My friend, that's the danger. You don't want to miss tonight. The danger is, if you decide to do the wrong thing, God is not going to fight you. But that wrong thing that you decide to do is going to buffet you. It's going to cause you problems. But what God has chosen is trouble-free. Amen? Please hear that. He says, you did not withhold your only son from me. Now I know. And the Bible says, and Abraham, I want you to watch this. This is powerful. And Abraham lifted, when God spoke to him through that angel, the Bible says, and Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him, a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. The ram was not going anywhere. It is stuck. The sacrifice that God ultimately wanted was his obedience, but God was not going to take away from him what he believed was going to continue. Watch this. Abraham said to the servants, I am the son, my son, we're going to go yonder and we're going to worship and then we're going to return. Abraham absolutely believed that when God said he was giving him a son and this son was going to be the conduit through which a nation was going to be born, he knew if God was asking him for that son, then God also had the capacity to raise him back up. Are you with me? He had the faith that whatever it is that he was sowing was going to come back to him. A true worshiper believes that he never gives to God and not have a return. Oh, I don't know if you heard. If you believe that when you give, it's leaving you, you will never honor God with your giving. Because you're always thinking, I'm losing something. I gave and I lost something. I gave and I lost something. That's your thinking. But God says, no, that's not the way to think. The way to think is that when you give anything to me, there is going to be a return. Amen? You're going to return. And as he offered that, God showed him. He saw behind him. When you look up, you see what you've gone past. I don't know. Because child of God, until you worship, your eyes are still blind. Your eyes are shut. You see nothing. That ram possibly could have been there when Abraham came through and did not see it. Isaac did not see it. But as they fully obeyed God, they saw what was behind them. My prayer today is that God will grant you the opportunity to see opportunities that you have gone past and bring about a restoration to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It says, and Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. And Abraham called the name of that place Jehovah Yireh, Jehovah Jireh. As it is said to this day, in the mount of the Lord it shall be seen. In the mount of the Lord it shall be what? Seen. In the mount of the Lord it shall be what? Seen. What is seen in the mount of the Lord? The word of God says, in the mount of the Lord, there is deliverance. What is this mount? It's a mount chosen by God for your worship and your adoration. What does worship mean? It means your total surrender. It means your reverence and your fear of God. Worship is you saying yes to God. Even before God asks, the willingness, the readiness to be able to say, God, it doesn't matter. I'm ready to say yes. The people that are willing to say yes to God are the people who experience the amen of God. I don't know if you heard that. The people who are willing to say yes to God are the people who are going to experience the amens of God. Amen meaning, so let it be. I want to be a true worshiper. Do you? Worship is beholding the Lord in the mount of your transfiguration. In the mount of that transfiguration, as we see in Mark chapter 9, it's not about Moses. It's not about Elijah. It's about Jesus. Jesus in Mark 9 went up after 6 days, the Bible says. He went up with his disciples, Peter, James, and John. And when he got up to that mountain, the Bible says there was a transfiguration, a transformation.
his clothing started to glitter, whiter than any fuller or bleach could get it. And there was Moses and Elijah with him. And Peter then says, let us make three tabernacles. It is good for us to be here. It is good that we are present here. That's a good thing. He says, let us make three tabernacles, one for thee, one for Moses, and one for Elias. And God spoke. God speaks and says, this is my beloved son. Do what? Hear him. This is the one you're going to worship. Hear him. Listen to him. The first miracle that the Lord Jesus Christ performed when he put water into wine. The mother said to the servants, whatever he says for you to do, do it. Hear what he has to say and just do it. Your worship is in hearing God and doing what God is saying to do. Amen? Hallelujah. I know I'm going to continue tonight, but let me do this. The word of God says in Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, acknowledge the Lord in all of your ways, and he will do what? Direct your path. Remember the first things we talked about worship, it was about following the leading of God. You're not going to hear God if you do not acknowledge him as Lord over your life, as your master. You're not going to obey God and worship him. He's not going to seek after you and bless you if you don't put him first. He's got to be first in everything in your life. First before anything and anyone. I don't know if you heard what I just said. First in everything. And first before anyone, anything else. God first. That's true worship. When you put him in his rightful place. He says, then he's going to direct you. He says, don't be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord. And do what? Depart from evil. We already said it. The fear of God, God says, is worship. Did we not read it together? Okay. Psalm 95 and verse 6. Psalm 95 and verse 6. Word of God says, oh come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker, the Creator of the heavens and the earth. In Acts 17, Paul says, it is in him that we live. It is in him that we move. And it is in him that we have our being. You woke up today. That's because of God's goodness towards you. There are people walking around with tanks just to breathe. They're paying lots of money just to breathe. Huh? There are people carrying bags just to pee. But that's not you. Thank God for that. Praise the Lord. There are people that cannot drink simple water because the enemies ravaged their bodies. And you can drink whatever you want to drink, eat whatever it is you want to eat. Is there any reason why you should not worship God? Make sure that He's number one in your life. The first and the last, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. James 1 tells us about hearing God. Not being a forgetful hearer of the word. My prayer for every one of us today is one, Lord, help me to hear you. Two, help me not to forget your instructions. Three, help me to obey your instructions and do what you say I shall do. Jesus, our Lord, said, if you love me, you keep my commandments. John 14 and 15. And with that, I will stop for now. John 14 and 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, and watch this, because it seeth him not. The world cannot receive the Spirit of God because they do not see. How did Abraham see? When he obeyed. Then he looked up and he saw. Who wants to see? Who wants to hear? Who wants to get clear directions from God? Who wants to be led by the Spirit of God? Who wants to be located by God? Then the key is what? Shout it out. You've been timid about that. What is it? The key is praying. Worship. Obedience. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Remember what I told you? It's not about giving. It's obedience. Huh? The sacrifice of Abraham was not Isaac. It was a ram. But the worship was his obedience. Did you get that? The worship was his obedience. So, are you obeying God? May I say this to you? If you're not hearing God, it might simply be that the last time He gave you an instruction, you didn't do it. You didn't obey. Why is He going to make you a bigger sinner than you are already? So, for some of us, we need to go back and say, God, I need to hear again. I've been a forgetful hearer. Tell me, exactly what did you tell me to do? I'm willing to do it. Help me do it. I don't know how I can do it, but I know you can help me. Remember, the first part of the first statements I made today was this: your capacity to worship God is only possible through God. Only God knows how to worship himself. And God worshiping himself is his self-respect for himself. And when you understand that worshiping God and God worshiping himself means that God will never. How many times did I say never now? Five times. Will never lie. Will never fail you. Because if God fails you, he stops worshiping himself. Help me, Lord. Is that too much? Rise with me. All to Jesus I surrender. All to him I freely give. If you have that, if you can get us that song on the screen so we can all sing it, that would be good. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily. Surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. We surrender all. Lord, we need your help. For without you, we can do nothing. Father, we ask
that you drain out of our lives and remove every form of deafness. Change our hearts. Give us hearts that are tender, passionate towards you. Hearts that are willing in surrender to humbly serve you. Oh God, we cry out to you now. Help us not to become like Esau's, pursue temporary gain and lose out a future. Help us to embrace all that you have and be forever changed. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Amen. I'll give you a moment to personally talk to the Lord yourself. Maybe there's something God has been pointing a finger at today. Says, this I want you to do. And your hands have been closed and holding on to what God is asking you to freely release to Him. Talk to Him about it. Whatever it is that you're holding on to, could be anything. It could be some grudge, bitterness, strife. And God is saying, let it go. It could be that you're struggling with some addiction. And God is saying, let it go. Release it to me. Could be some form of rebellion. Let it go. Just talk to the Lord yourself. He'll take it. And He'll bring about a transformation. He said, I'm seeking those that will worship me in spirit and in truth. May God find you. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, this morning, let us honor God with our giving. Quickly come. Honor God with your tithe, with your offerings. Follow the leading and the guidance of the Spirit of God. And if you have not, if you do not have your communion elements, just raise your hand. Your ushers will get to you with your communion element. Thank God for all those that are online this morning. Praise the Lord. Encourage you once again to make certain that you are back in person. For those of you that can be here in person, you have the capacity to be here in person.
go to that place afar off, which is this place today for you. I do understand that some cannot be here physically, in a different province, in a different country. I invite you to be here with us tonight online. You need to hear more about this. Amen? Hallelujah. This is the body of the Lord. It is for our healing. It is for our deliverance. It is for our peace. It's for restoration in every aspect of our lives. As you take off this body and you eat today, may that which God ordained and purposed when He instituted this sacrament of the Lord's table, may His divine purpose be fulfilled in your life and in mine as we enjoy the goodness of the Lord, remembering Him. Take and eat.
Somebody say, I'm a worshiper.
I am a worshiper.
I will worship God.
I will worship the Lord.
In spirit.
In spirit.
And in truth.
And in truth.
Somebody say, death.
Death.
Cannot swallow me.
Cannot swallow me.
By His blood.
By His blood.
I've been set free.
I've been set free.
Take and drink.
Do the funnel. Lord, I am here. I am present.
Present.
Make me,
make me
a true worshiper.
A true worship.
In spirit.
In spirit.
And in truth.
And in truth.
Help me.
Help me.
To walk in obedience.
Walk in obedience.
Before you.
Before you.
Doing that which is pleasing.
Doing that which is pleasing.
In your sight.
In your sight.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
For this grace.
For this grace.
To worship.
To worship.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Jesus' mighty name.
May God's anointing rest upon you. May His peace garrison your heart.
Amen.
May His favor cause you to be established.
Amen.
In your going out,
yes,
and in your coming in.
Amen.
May peace reign in you and through you.
Yes.
May you be a conduit of the goodness of God that impacts the nations.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
I decree so. And all of God's people together in agreement said,
yes.
They said, yes. They said, yes. And
amen.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Lord. Well, we're cutting off from those on YouTube and Facebook, and now we want to say greetings to those that are on Zoom.